Number one is to start a judgment journal. Mm-hmm. You know, we have this habit of writing down a gratitude journal. We do that very religiously every single morning. Mm-hmm. We should also be doing and keeping a judgment journal. What do you keep in the judgment journal? Mm-hmm. Every single thing that you judge about yourself. And also, you know, if you tend to be someone who's judging in the third person perspective, what is it that other people are judging you? So keep it in this judgment journal. And what you do is you go back and for each judgment phrase that you have come up with, you come up and rephrase it in two different ways. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing that, you know, initially it may be a little challenging. You might not be used to the idea of reframing it. But once you start doing it, it becomes something very automatic. So as soon as you have this judgment idea about yourself, you immediately reframe yourself.
Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you are new to our channel, please consider subscribing to it and hit the bell icon so that you never miss an update. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished woman from Los Angeles, California, Michelle Cui. Michelle Cui. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle is the founder of Elevate Life Coaching. She's a certified visibility confidence coach. She's an author, and I'm always very partial to authors. She's an author of two books, Perfectly Normal, An Immigrant Story of Making It in America, and a second one, which is Little Miss Musical, which is an illustrated ebook, and she's a clinical pharmacist. So, Michelle, let's start with something I read on your website, which says, I am perfect in my imperfections, secure in my insecurity, happy with my choices, strong in the time of weakness, and beautiful in my own special way. Please take me through the wonderful words that you have put on your website.
Yeah, I think my life can summarize in just one word, and that is imperfection. Okay. I believe I am this most ordinary, normal person full of flaws and imperfection everywhere. Right. And never had I dreamed of in my life to be seen as someone who is successful, perfect, someone who is really inspiring and people admire to. It was something that I never thought about and how I see myself. I always thought, you know, I'm just a normal, ordinary person, nothing special. I grew up in a very traditional family, and there's nothing really unique and special about me. So I'm just this perfect imperfection human being that exists in this realm of life.
Amazing.
And when it comes to the beauty, it was a strange concept to me. Every time I think about beauty, I think about people who's on social media. They look great. They look fantastic, very fit and very healthy. But when I look into the mirror, I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. And so the ability to actually embrace every imperfection, all the flaws and all the little tiny details that we get up in the morning and look into the mirror and think of ourselves as, oh my gosh, my hair is look terrible. I can't go out like this. My earring is not long enough. My eyebrow is not dark enough. My eyes are not big enough. So we can sit there and pinpoint all the little imperfection that we have upon us. And we can either do two things. We can dwell on it and feel sorry for ourselves. And we think of all the possibility of how to make it perfect. Or we can embrace it with grace, with gratitude, and really embrace it and see the beauty behind this imperfection.
Nice.
So I'm perfect in my imperfection.
Wonderful. How nice. So Michelle, now let's talk about Elevate Life Coaching. Tell me about this venture and what was the motivation to start it?
So this is a real story, and I kept going back to the to this point because I was driving down the shopping mall one day, and I got out of the car. I was wearing a white t-shirt at the time, and I noticed when I looked down, there's a little dark mark on my stomach area. So I was standing there, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got back to my car, and then there it was. I saw the steering wheel rubbing right against my belly. Mm-hmm. And I realized, it finally dawned on me. I said, oh my gosh, you know, I have gained so much weight. And it was during a time where my life was just out of chaos. It was a lot of ups and downs, stressful moment. So I started to eat a lot, stress eating. And I pick up all these weight. So people, when people think about what inspired you to do something, it really doesn't take a big, gigantic moment for you to decide that, you know what, I'm going to start doing something very different. And that was me in that moment of time. I realized that something gotta give, and that something was exactly me. I need to step out of my way so that I can start really, truly living my life. And when I look down to that mark, I realized I need to change. And that inspired me to think about, all right, so I need to change. What can I do to better myself? And one of the things that really was my limitation was the physical limitation I had. I had a car accident when I was 11 years old. And as a result of that, I'm permanently disabled. I walk with crutches. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of things I cannot do in life. Like, couldn't run. I couldn't jump. There's a lot of physical activity that I could not do. And I'm only 4 feet, 4 inches tall. So the whole world to me is this gigantic place where I have to do so hard in order to achieve something that everyone else can just grab and reach at the palm of their hand. But for me, every step was so challenging. And so I decided to challenge that challenge by starting out, going to a gym, start working out so that I don't have that mark anymore on my t-shirt. And then I took it on to the next level. I decided I want to be fit. And around that time, my friends were going to Machu Picchu. They were going to Peru to hike the infamous Inca Trail. So I decided that I was going to do exactly that so that I can be normal. And so I decided to book myself a trip to Machu Picchu. So I got trained for a year. So in September 2019, I booked myself a flight, brought my two crutches and a luggage, flew there alone, and I hiked through 26 miles of Inca Trail, Machu Picchu. Came home so inspired, and I finally realized that there's something that I can do in this world that I can contribute to. I was such an inspiration on the trail, and people, everybody who saw me walking and each route, each trail, each day, people would turn and they would give me a thumbs up because I was an inspiration for them. So coming home, that was really accelerated the fact that I wanted to serve. I want to help. I want to be the inspiration, not just to say, oh my gosh, you're such an inspirational person. I actually want to be that person who can inspire others and they can actually start taking actions. So if they see me, that she is capable of hiking through Inca Trail with her two crutches, I can do it too.
Correct.
So it's a single shift of mindset that just gets you start doing things. And that's what I want to do. So I came home. I start looking around. I say, okay, so what fits under that category? How can I help? How can I serve? So I enroll myself to a coaching program. I got certified. And then on the first day of my class, I remember printing out my business card. I was ready. I had my contact number. I had my name, my title. And I start passing it out to my classmate. And everyone was so shocked because a lot of them, they didn't realize that, oh, this is real. And I was the first one handing out the business card.
Okay. Wonderful. 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 So tell me, you know, how important is it for each one of us to be a good storyteller?
It is absolutely essential, especially for business owner. If you're creating a business or even with everyday life, in order to connect with people, in order to make people feel that they're resonating with you, they're connected with you, we approach it by telling a story. If we were to think back when we first heard a story, it was probably really early in our life, like maybe in the sixth grade or even early, 6 years old, 5 years old, your parents start sitting you down and, here, let me tell you a bedtime story. So people grew up listening to story and also tell story. Story has power. It's metaphorically, we can, something that we can relate to on a very human to human level. So it is absolutely essential for business owners or anyone who's trying to convey a message to tell that story and tell it well so that people can connect to exactly what you're saying.
Fascinating. And, you know, you work a lot with women and you also work on confidence. So for our viewers and listeners, tell me, what are some of the confidence challenges a lot of women face? And give me some anecdotes if you have any.
I think the biggest challenge for a lot of women is being perfect. Mm-hmm. That perfectionism is something that we strive for, especially if you're a woman. Think about women who is successful or who has a business, or even with the, just everyday women. Mm-hmm. The first thing that we look into the mirror, we check our hair, mm-hmm. we put on our makeup. So we want to stand out. We want to be perfect. So perfectionist is something that's huge in many, many women. It shows up in many different ways.
Yeah.
And behind that perfectionism, there's something called the imposter syndrome. So the imposter syndrome, or the, some people call it the inner critic. So the inner critic is something, the voice that's in our head and keep telling us, you know, something that's very, not very encouraging, something that's more negative. So that's something that all the women have. And we probably, if you talk to 10 women, 8 of them would tell you there's a voice in their head that talk about how they're not enough, you know, they need to be perfect, they need to do this and that in order to show that they're worthy of someone else's love. Right. So it's a very common thing to show up in women and among women. So one of the very powerful tool that I teach women is, number one, is to start a judgment journal. Mm-hmm. You know, we have this habit of writing down a gratitude journal. We do that very religiously every single morning. Mm-hmm. We should also be doing and keeping a judgment journal. What do you keep in the judgment journal? Mm-hmm. Every single thing that you judge about yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, if you tend to be someone who's judging in the third person perspective, mm-hmm. what is it that other people are judging you? So keep it in this judgment journal. And what you do is you go back, and for each judgment phrase that you have come up with, mm-hmm. you come up and rephrase it in two different ways. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing that, you know, initially it may be a little challenging. You might not be used to the idea of reframing it. But once you start doing it, it becomes something very automatic. So mm-hmm. as soon as you have this judgment idea about yourself, you immediately reframe yourself or rephrase it so that it's more empowering, it's more encouraging, mm-hmm. so that it actually leads to a result that, you know, you may not have seen if you were continue to listen to that inner critic. So that's number one, keep a judgment journal. Mm-hmm. And number two is actually to keep a humble brag. So I keep encouraging women, you mm-hmm. got to brag about yourself. We keep complimenting a lot of women. Oh my gosh, her dress is so beautiful. Her makeup is perfect. Her hair looks great. Look into the mirror and brag about yourself. What are some of the features that you are really, you can only be you, right? So what are some of the features that only you have? Maybe it's big eyes, you know, great lashes and big dark eyebrow. Those are great features that you have. Brag about them. You don't have to open the door and it will go on live, Facebook live, and say, you know, I'm doing great and everything. Uh-huh. You can brag secretly behind the scenes among yourself. And when you do that, it starts to makes yourself feel good. And when you feel good, you're more confident and you believe that you, there's nothing that can stop you. That is impossible to do. Mm-hmm. So those are the two tips. Mm-hmm. Keep a judgment journal and then have a humble brag. You can write it on a piece of paper or do it on your phone, you know, just one line, you know, what can you brag about yourself today?
Fantastic. What a great tip. So I've got one more question on Elevate Life Coaching before I move to your books. What are your 5 brand personalities to build visibility, confidence?
So the 5 brand personality, it's really dated way back in thousands and thousands of years of Chinese herbal tradition, herbal medicine. Mm-hmm. So there are 5 elements that make up the whole universe, mm-hmm. or how it creates balance. And those 5 elements are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And each and every single one of us is a combination. It's a unique combination of all five elements. Mm-hmm. However, there's one particular dominant element, or sometimes one to two particularly dominant elements that dictate how you do things and mm-hmm. why you do them. Okay. So, for example, I'm a water type personality. A water type personality are people who typically look for meaningful things. Mm-hmm. So I love engaging people in deep, meaningful conversation. Mm-hmm. I enjoy being in an environment where we talk about philosophy, we talk about all these different things that lead to a higher level of wisdom. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing that, and I invite people to come into my space and doing that. So when we understand our personality, what it's going to help us to do is actually dictate how we can run our business. Okay. I cannot tell you how many times I run into coaches or entrepreneurs who are stuck. It because when you look around, there are so many things that you can create on visibility, especially on social media. So coming out of 2020, a lot of people realize that social media is something that they can pivot, they can use to reach to a broader audience. Mm. But if you're a water type and you truly enjoy that meaningful conversation, just being in front of 100 or 1,000 audience might make you feel a little uncomfortable because you're unable to engage them in a deep, meaningful conversation. So what you wanted to do is using your personality and come up with a strategy or plan that can actually help you to make your personality and your company or your brand shine. Mm. So how do you do that? You can start inviting people into a smaller group. Maybe it's a workshop. Maybe it's a mastermind group. Maybe it's a book club where you can have more one-on-one conversation. And these conversations are deep dive into the philosophical questions and things that you can get that one-to-one interaction with people. And that will make you feel very comfortable. And that is where you shine. So you don't necessarily, if you're a water type person, you don't necessarily want to do something that the fire people are doing. They're all very spontaneous. You know, they can turn on to the go live. They can talk about anything that they want for the next 20 minutes and they don't even get tired about it, because they're fire personality. So that suits them and they understand that. So each different type, the whole five different types mm-hmm. have different approach and different strategy on how you can build a visible brand. Mm-hmm. And understanding these personality will really help you to navigate among all these different type of visibility channels that we see every single day. There's mm-hmm. YouTube, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, all these overwhelming social media that you can utilize, mm-hmm. but you really start to tailor it down to how, what it is that you do based on your personality.
Fascinating. So Michelle, I'm now going to move to your books. Tell me first about your book, Perfectly Normal.
Perfectly Normal is a memoir of a story from when I was born in a veterans village with my parents, and we used to live in this very tiny, tiny home among my uncles and aunts. And growing up, you know, it's basically take you on a journey, a chronological journey of mm-hmm. what it feels like to grow up in a family, in a very ordinary family, mm-hmm. and what it felt like when I had the car accident at 11. Mm-hmm. And so at the age 11, I had the car accident. And for 4 years following that accident, I was living on my own in a hospital to do rehabilitation. Wow. And during that four years of period, you know, my parents was not allowed to come visit me. So I pretty much was very independent. And it really helped me to grow into that teenage year, knowing that there's things that I can do and cannot do. So mm-hmm. it really helped me to navigate through some of the challenging teenage year where I was being a rebellion, but I was rebellion in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it took you through the journey of how I was when I was young, accident, and then going into adulthood and also going to relationship, and how a lot of these relationships triggers my imposter syndromes. And that led to a lot of really self-destructive moments and behavior. And as a result of that, I was suicidal. I also had a lot of depression. And I remember I would wake up in the middle of the night and just crying myself and wishing that, you know, I can just chop off my leg and install a new pair on so that my life can have a different outcome. Mm-hmm. So I spent 29 years living in that space of I don't want to be alive anymore. Mm-hmm. And coming out that, you know, this is me that you're seeing. And fabulous. I talk a lot about how I overcome that in the book.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing this. And let's talk about your second book, which is an illustrated ebook, Miss Little Musical.
Yeah. So the Little Miss Musical is actually an illustration. During my depressing times, one of the hobbies that I have picked up is to draw. I remember I used to draw on napkins and any piece of paper that I can find. I would draw these little cute diagrams or sometimes sarcastic and funny and dark humor diagram. And I would use a caption. I would write down the caption to reflect what I was feeling inside. And so Little Miss Musical is really about the inspiration that come into our life. It almost feels like we're listening to the music. And every single one of us have that piece of music playing in the back of our mind right now. Mm-hmm. As we turn on the camera or as we walk into a room, going onto the stage, you almost feel like their life has a background music. Mm. It helps you understand what you're going through. Sometimes it's sad and sometimes it's happy. And most of the time, if you listen really, really careful, it's the music that's singing from your inspiration. And that is the music that's been there for a very, very long time. And all you got to do is just listen to your intuition and go there and you're going to hear that music. So that's what inspired that book.
Wow. Wow. So Michelle, I'm going to now move to the last segment of our conversation. I have a few questions for you personally. My first question is that for someone who's seen so much in life and who has come out of it, fought whatever challenges you had, and it's great to see you, you know, giving such amazing advice to various people on our show also. What are some of the core values Michelle believes in?
So my core values, I can summarize it as ABC. Mm-hmm. So my ABCs are authenticity, bravery, and connection. And they're all very important to me, and especially connection or community. I believe every single one of us, we, no matter what culture we come from, what country we grew up in, and what color of our skin, connection and community is what the overall humanity is aiming for. You and I, you know, we're coaches, but our responsibility is so much bigger by helping others to realize that they too have a purpose and they too can live a meaningful life. And each one of us can come together as a whole, as the whole universe. And so connection is huge for me. But in addition to the connection, there's also bravery, because in order to show up and really speak what is on your mind and being able to express it through that self-expression, it takes courage to do it. It takes courage to build that connection, no matter how many times you have failed. It takes courage to show up every single day. So bravery is something that is, you know, the fear is there, but you decided to go anyway. And that is bravery. And every day we can be brave. Amazing. And lastly is the authenticity. It's being real. So if I'm going to turn on to the camera and I'm going to show up to my client or show up to the world, I want to be able to show up 100% just being me. I cry. Sometimes I use swear words. You know, I don't use it on purposely, but you know, when the emotion calls, I will use swear words. So sometimes the audience can catch me on a live and, you know, I use swear words. But that is just me. I bring my personalities in showing up in everything I do. And that is authenticity to me. It's being real.
How nice. How nice. And my last question to you now, you know, from the amazing story that I've heard about you, from Taiwan to your accident to, you know, being a coach, who or what inspires you to keep doing such amazing work?
I would say that all the people, I know this is lame, but no, all the people, like all the people around me, uh-huh. they inspire me. Like right now you are inspiring because I, you know, something that we had talked about, mm-hmm. the brand called you, it was something that really resonated with me and mm-hmm. it inspired me to talk about the brand. It talked about what is it about you behind your brand. Mm-hmm. And so you inspire me just by inviting me coming to the show. Mm-hmm. Every day, my clients inspire me in showing up to the session and actually putting actions into their life so that they can shine. Mm-hmm. And so everyone around me are inspiration to me. I see them, I watch them, I feel them, I connect with them, and they're the one who's cheering me on, and they're the one who's pushing me going forward, and they're the one who's building me up when I have one of those bad moments. Mm. If I were to say someone who's closer to me, I would say it would be my mom. Okay. She's always been there. She's held my hand when I needed to start walking with crutches. She was there. She was my crutches. We've gone to many different places just because she was holding my hand. So she would be my inspiration if on a personal, more a personal, intimate level.
Fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to speak to you. Thank you for this amazing life journey you have taken me through. I mean, I'm inspired with the kind of stuff you are doing. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.